This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling parties agree on early endorsement of recently issued ordinances. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil and Mayor of Pokhara Dhanaraj Acharya sustained burn injuries during the inauguration of Visit Pokhara Year 2025, both receiving treatment at Kathmandu-based Kirtipur Burn Hospital. Nepal Oil Corporation revises prices of petroleum products effective from midnight yesterday, and at least 15 people killed in New Delhi station crash. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the ruling coalition have agreed to swiftly endorse the recently issued ordinances from both houses of the federal parliament. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak said the decision was made yesterday at a meeting at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata. The meeting also decided to speed up the process of endorsing the related bills. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak assured that the ordinances will move forward based on coalition parties' agreement with the replacement bills to follow after discussions with all parties. The leaders also reached a consensus with the Janata Samajwadi Party on the ordinances and discussed improving the effectiveness of government activities. The coalition meeting was attended by Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba, Janata Samajwadi Party Chairperson Ashok Kumar Rai, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Chairperson Mahanta Thakur, Nagarik Unmukti Party Chairperson Ranjita Shrestha and other prominent leaders. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil and Mayor of Pokhara Metropolitan City Dhanaraj Acharya are receiving treatment at Kathmandu-based Kirtipur Burn Hospital after sustaining burn injuries during the Visit Pokhara Year 2025 inauguration. Minister Paudil and Mayor Acharya sustained injuries when flammable-filled balloons ignited as they were being released to inaugurate the event. Finance Minister Paudil suffered burns on his hands and face while Mayor Acharya sustained injuries on his face. Both were initially treated at Pokhara-based Gandaki Medical College and then transferred to Kirtipur Burn Hospital. Doctors say they are out of danger. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudil visited Burn Hospital in Kirtipur and inquired about the health condition of Deputy Prime Minister Paudil and Mayor Acharya. Earlier yesterday, Finance Minister Paudil attended the inauguration of the Rashtriya Banijya Bank's Gandaki Provincial Office in Pokhara. On the occasion, the Finance Minister said the economy is gradually improving, emphasizing the government's focus on resolving economic issues and promoting tourism through the Pokhara International Airport. The wildfires that broke out at Nisikhola Rural Municipality 6 in Baglung District have been brought under control. Police Inspector Sunil Sharma Chilwal from District Police Office Baglung confirmed that the fires, which had been raging in several community forests since Friday afternoon, were extinguished last evening. Residents and police worked together to put out the fires. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has said that the bill on social media will be passed with revisions and stated that a true journalist should not fear this. Inaugurating the Jiri Visit Year 2025, Minister Gurung argued that the bill is aimed at ending its ill trends in social sites and added that active journalists will not be impacted by the provisions. In a separate context, Minister Gurung said the constitution will be amended based on political consensus among political parties. Speaking at a news conference organized by CPN-UML in Dholakhar district headquarters yesterday, Minister Gurung said that the ordinances introduced by the government will be passed based on political consensus. The UN peacekeepers have been attacked in London, in Lebanon. A vehicle carrying the peacekeepers, including Deputy Force Commander of the Peacekeeping Force, Major General of the Nepali Army, Chok Bahadur Dhakal, was attacked in Beirut. According to the Nepali Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information, the injured Major Dhakal was taken to UN Level 3 hospital and he is out of risk. Issuing a press release, the UN interim force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, said it was shocked by the attack on peacekeepers who have been serving to ensure security and stability in South Lebanon. Condemning the attack on peacekeepers, the United Nations demanded the government of Lebanon to immediately investigate the incident and take necessary action. Similarly, the Prime Minister of Lebanon and Lebanese Armed Forces said an investigation into the incident would be carried out immediately and those involved in the attack would be brought to book. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the price of petroleum products. According to the decision made by the NOC's board of directors, the price of petrol has been raised by 1 rupees per litre, while the price of diesel and kerosene has been dropped by 4 rupees per litre. The new price has come into effect from midnight yesterday. With this, a litre of petrol will cost 165 rupees per litre and diesel and kerosene will cost rupees 156 per litre in Kathmandu Valley. The NOC has stated that the adjustment in price of petroleum products was based on the new tariff provided by the Indian Oil Corporation. Climate Risk Index, CRI 2025, published by German Watch, has ranked Nepal 68th among countries affected by extreme weather events due to climate change over the past 3 decades, from 1993 to 2022. This index is prepared based on the impacts of climate change-induced natural disaster such as scorching heat, heavy rainfall, raging wildfires, deadly floods and devastating storms in various countries. According to the index, an average of 249.7 people lose their lives each year in Nepal due to climate-related disasters. Similarly, the report indicates that Nepal suffers an annual economic loss of around $221.3 million due to climate-induced disasters, which accounts for 0.258% of the country's gross domestic product, GDP. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. A crush at New Delhi railway station has left at least 15 people dead and a further 10 injured. As reported by BBC, Deputy Medical Superintendent of Lok Nayak Hospital in New Delhi, Dr. Ritu Saxena, confirmed the numbers after thousands of people reportedly crammed into railway station yesterday evening. The Reuters news agency reported that 3 of the dead were children, while 10 were women. BBC Hindi reported that a huge crowd had gathered at the station, through which many people were travelling to and from the Hindu religious festival, the Kumbh Mela. The incident comes weeks after dozens were killed in a pre-dawn crush at the Kumbh Mela festival in northern India, where tens of millions of Hindus had gathered to take a dip in sacred river waters on one of the holy days of the 6-week festival. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the partial influence of the western low-pressure system and the westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 6 to 8 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 20 to 21 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Ruling parties agree on early endorsement of recently issued ordinances. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil and Mayor of Pokhara Dhanaraj Acharya sustained burn injuries during the inauguration of Visit Pokhara Year 2025, both receiving treatment at Kathmandu-based Kirtipur Burn Hospital. Nepal Oil Corporation revises prices of petroleum products effective from midnight yesterday. And at least 15 people killed in New Delhi station crush. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.